How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The message is always to go out there and dominate. Right? You, there's no let up. Once the game starts and once the practice begins, you know, you're in that mode. You know, everything's a game seven.
There's a difference between who you are and what you are. And what I am when I step on that court is, you know, I become that. I am that killer snake. You know, I'm stone cold, man.
Because it takes dark energy to be a champion, bro. You look at Kobe Bryant. You look at Michael Jordan. You look at the greatest champions of all time. When they're in competition, bro, they look at the other guy and they're like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. I'm offended you showed the fuck up. I'm gonna fucking crush you.
It's a competition, and my mission is to destroy you.
I'm going to beat you. I'm going to let you know I beat you. And I'm gonna want you to reconsider your professional life choice. But if you're lazy, man, I don't want to talk to you. I won't deal with you. You're going to make me feel dumber. You know, you're going to lower my level. I don't think so. You can go over there. My response might sound a little tough. But I'd kill him, I'd bury him.
During the Shaq years, were you guys friends?
No. I'm obsessive, and I believe we need to work. He wanted to do it a different way. He felt I should play a certain way and give the ball into him. I said, I'll give the ball into you if you work. If you don't work, you don't get the ball. I said, throw me the ball. No. Work. I never pulled any punches.
Who would Shaq be if he had your work ethic?
He'd be the greatest of all time. I wish he was in the gym. I would have had fucking 12 rings.
Kobe said, why would I pass the ball to you when you haven't even trained properly?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I just always wonder, like, why is my man hogging the ball? He's like, yo, why would I have confidence in somebody who's getting to the gym late, who's leaving early, we losing, doesn't seem to care that we losing. Why would I give the ball to you? And I'm like, yo, genius. You're not even executing it your own personal responsibility. My whole career is contingent upon what you do and what you don't do. Yeah, I'm taking this.
It's a simple thing of math. If you want to be a great player, if you play every single day, 2-3 hours, every single day, over the course of a year, how much better are you getting? Most kids will play maybe an hour and a half, 2 days a week. It's not going to get it done. It's not going to get it done.
Stone cold killer.
Hard work is the prerequisite. It is the foundation. You will never find a successful person that doesn't have that as their foundation. They show up every single day. They give it everything they have. They do diligent work, which means they put in massive amounts of effort at a high level. They're consistent with that.
I have a script for when I feel inept, which is put your head down and go work more.
These people learn how to focus and concentrate, read, understand, remember. What can you apply that to?
Everything.
Yeah, a lot of people know what to do, but they don't do what they know.
I know that irrespective of background, you have to work hard. Really, really fucking hard.
Yeah, I remember being extremely excited, but also being extremely focused because there was a lot of talk as to whether or not I was making the right decision. And there's a lot of people that were saying I was going to be a failure. And so I remember my concentration being extremely, extremely high and not having even one day to really enjoy it or celebrate it. You know, I was back at the gym and working extremely hard because I felt like there was just so much at stake.
It's not enough to want it. It's easy to want it. Risk it. This is your season to start risking it.
You know, there'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. And you just put one foot in front of the other, you control what you can't control, and then you see what the outcome is. Right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose,
sucks, but you have to wake up the next day and do the drinking all over again anyway.
Was it your goal to be the best basketball player on the planet?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Did you achieve that?
I used to play the Halloween theme song, and it was important that it was Michael Myers because the mask itself was void of emotion. It has nothing to do with camaraderie, it's stone cold killer. And I would listen to that song over and over and over. Wow. That's when you know you better run.
I wasn't in the mood to talk to anybody. You know, I just wasn't in the mood. I didn't want to hear anything. I was in my mode, my focus. I wasn't going to let anybody break that.
But if you are able to get up every morning with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
Going rounds is a state of mind. If you can go 4 rounds, you can go 6, you can go 6, you can go 10, you can go 10, 15, and so on. In a state of mind, it's very difficult to believe that if fighters back then can go 45 rounds, why can't we do it nowadays? It's only state of mind.
And I never played for money. You know, if I ever played for money, I would have complained a long time ago that I was being underpaid. You know, I've accomplished everything that I could.
How did you get your mindset into this alter ego to be comfortable being Black Mamba?
At practice or when I'm training or during games, I switch my mind to something else. Switch my mode into something else. For me, it's the equivalent of Maximus Decimus Meridius and Gladiator picking up the dirt, smelling the dirt, it's go time. So that was my mental switch. It was like an actor getting ready for a film. You gotta put yourself in that cage. When you're in that cage, you are that character. And then when you leave there, it's something completely different. But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't fucking touch me, don't talk to me. Leave me alone.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I don't know any of my surroundings when I'm locked in. Like, I can't hear anyone. I can't, like, think of anything besides the game.
As long as I feel great. And as long as I can still play at a high level and mentally I'm sharp and I'm there and I'm giving everything to the game and nothing can distract me from what the main objective is. And me and Tom Brady are one and the same. We're going to play until we can't walk no more.
It's tunnel vision. Right now I'm just so, my mindset is on a whole nother level. Nothing could distract me. Nothing could get me off my game.
You know, basketball for me was the most important thing. So everything I saw, whether it was TV shows, whether it was books I read, people I talked to, everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player. Everything. Everything. And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Seeing this guy, he's so freaking determined to say, I came and gave everything I had and I'm going to give it till the last freaking second. That's what you did.
Trivial things weren't going to pull my attention. Can I get to that level? I don't know, but let's find out.
Whatever I'm afraid to do, I do it. Anything I'm afraid of, I confront it. And that's my personality. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Before the game, I could be nervous. I'm pretty much nervous at every game. But once the ball goes up for the jump ball, I think all that nervousness just kind of goes away and I revert back to things that I've practiced, things that seem to be very routine, and I'm very comfortable in that environment.
How many people wouldn't give up a right arm to try to do something like that?
How many people can do it the way you do it, though?
Depends on how much you practice.
I had a purpose. I wanted to be one of the best basketball players to ever play. And anything else that was outside of that lane, I didn't have time for.
Has to do with the emotional space that you can put yourself in.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Mm-hmm. Right, you wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. Right, you try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the question.
But in order for me to actually fulfill my commitment and my gifts and fulfill what I think I can become, I have to be able to tap into the process and lock in on that.
What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy, or
still to be happy about?
You're up too old.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not finished yet.
Yes, you are.
And why not?
get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab. Because that's where the knowledge came from.
From everything that life threw at you, who could you become?
I learned that you get back up. Just got to be a habit of getting up. You get up and you're going to find some shit that you could do something with.
If you quit now, you're not only cheating on yourself, but you're robbing every man in this room of what he's worked for.
We're going to be jarred by circumstances. We're going to be messed up. We're going to slip. What matters is that you get back up. You stick to it. You always come back home to it.
It's time to hit back. Life knocked you in the mouth years ago, and you haven't hit back yet. You hit back with determination. You hit back with focus. You hit back when you listen. You hit back when you obey what is right. You hit back when you are disciplined. You hit back with resilience. Get in the ring and hit back. Life has hit you too many times. It's time to get up and hit back.
This is your time, all right? Good day, all right? We fucking get out there. There's a lot of shit. We've been through a lot of fucking hell. A lot of shit we've gone through over the fucking years. You put it in that ring right now and it says yours. This is fucking yours.
Sometimes you have to let other people's dreams for your life die, for yours to live. And for me, it was like when I continued to every day not want to wake up, that was my wake up call where I was like, either I continue to live this way and not want to be alive, or I just risk the fact that I'll die to everybody else. And I think that it was the hardest decision of my entire life.
Now I have a chance to fight for something. I want to fight for something. I want that. That's all I want.
This person, this competition is actually bringing out the best in me. Like, oh, I have more. I have more to give.
And come this far,
what are you going to do? How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever, you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw the towel. I promise you, there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
I've never feared any man in my life. We don't back down from anyone. And that's what got me in trouble. I don't play games. I don't kiss anyone's ass. And I'm a real man.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
And if I die, I want to die, man.
What I am when I step on that court is, you know, I become that. I am that killer snake. I'm stone cold, man.
This is what I've chosen. Why do I give up my life purpose? So do or die. And it's not a gloomy thing. I'm just going to make it happen.
The other strength I had was that for me, it was do or die. Where other people kind of called it quits and threw in the towel, I didn't have the choice. Yeah, the fear didn't just drop off and let me just sit down for a bit. So I could go and go and go and go.
I consider myself a do or die. Someone that has the fortitude, the work ethic, and the grit to turn all their passions into reality by seeing it, believing it, planning it, and doing it.
I'm just saying that when the mind and the body connect, and you don't give yourself a way out, the only way out for me at that time was death. I'm going to be a Navy SEAL.
Or I'm going to die.
Or I'm going to die trying.
It's the moment you realize everything in your life has come to a point where you can either stay where you are or you can pick up your bags. You can build the courage to move that inch. To move that inch in order to build even just the slightest bit of momentum. It's the time in your life where it's do or die.
But the responsibility is supposed to be yours. And if you can't do it, you scratch, claw, and even die trying.
The hustler is going to outwork everybody in the room. The hustler says, if me and you are on the treadmill, two things are going to happen. Either you're going to get off first, or I'm going to die trying to beat you. Because I'm completely sold out to the dream, the vision that I'm carrying. I am totally committed to this.
Anything you want, you can get, but you have to be honest about it. Because if you don't love it and you ain't willing to die for it, don't do it.
You ain't gotta meet me nowhere. I'm coming to get you. And every giant in your life, slay him. You go back and slay him. Don't kill him, slay him.
It's do or die.
if your job is to try to be the best basketball player you can be, mm-hmm. right? To do that, you have to practice, you have to train, right? You want to train as much as you can, as often as you can. So if you get up at 10 in the morning, train at 11, right? 12, say 12, train at 12, train for 2 hours, 12 to 2. You have to let your body recover. So you eat, recover, whatever. You get back out, you train, start training again at 6. Train from 6 to 8, right? And now you go home, you shower, you eat dinner, you go to bed, you wake up, you do it again, right? Those are two sessions. Right now, imagine you wake up at 3, you train at 4. You go 4 to 6, come home, breakfast, relax, so-so, blah, blah, blah. Now you're back at it again, 9 to 11, right? You relax, and now all of a sudden you're back at it again, 2 to 4. And now you're back at it again, you know, 7 to 9. Look how much more training I have done by simply starting at 4, right? And so now you do that, and as the years go on, the separation that you have with your competitors and your peers just grows larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. And by year 5 or 6, doesn't matter what kind of work they do in the summer, they're never going to catch up.
My edge was my intensity. My edge was my focus and my commitment. You know, I put everything into the game. I prepared. I dreamt about it. I visualized it. I always prepared myself mentally for whatever is coming. And I felt that that was my edge. I've had friends, you know, they were always telling me, yeah, you were in the gym all the time, all day, every day. You worked at it. This is all you did. We're just talking about love and dedication of being in the gym.
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
I mean, every day. I mean, since, you know, 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses, right? So I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more.
Phil Jackson gets asked between you and MJ. He said something about you that, to me, the level of respect for that is a whole different level. But he said nobody in his history of coaching had your level of work ethic.
But I enjoyed it though. So like from the time I can remember when I started watching the game, I studied the game and it just never changed.
The aspirations, the dreams of what it takes, the commitment to hard work. But more importantly, if you want to be great, oh man, prepare to get up off that mat. You're gonna get knocked down over over and over. And even when you feel like, no, I can't be hit this hard, or if you're down there thinking it's no way I can get up from this, that's when you're just starting. That's when your survival skills have to kick in, and hopefully you've trained enough in your mental preparation and really believe enough in yourself to get up.
What's your routine? Like, which order do you do things?
We are animals of routines. Yeah. You know, 90% of my days, they are very similar. I wake up, I have my cold plunge, I have my machines, I have my showers and everything. First thing, I diving in.
First thing in the cold
first
plunge.
Thing, yes. So I take my water, my shower, my cold plunge. I coming out to have lights in my eyes. And after that, I take my coffee and when I start my day, your mental strength is coming from that moment, that in a hard moment, you know you should do it. Maybe in the beginning you feel hard to start, but after when you finish the gym or cold plunge or even the training, you will feel better.
Walk me into the prep, into a game, into those moments. Like, what does it take?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
To have your mindset ready when it comes down to it.
Believing in yourself, you know, a lot of hard work and a lot of visualization. And I know that kind of sounds like very, very simple, but, you know, think Da Vinci said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, right? I would try to practice those things over and over. Kobe and Jordan were my heroes. And that was one of the things, you know, if you watch basketball, you hear about how clutch people are. And it's not always making the last shot. You know, it's under pressure doing what you're supposed to do and coming out successful. So I put the work into this, like, every day, all day. And then when I'm done with it, guess what I do? I dream about it. I visualize it. I see myself being successful. I see myself hitting those shots with a little time on the clock. And then I'll do it again and say, hey, what if we're down two? Then I'll do it again and say, what if we're down three? You know, it's a never-ending game. And anytime I was successful in those situations, I mean, you know, I would always let people know it's through dedication, through your hard work, and through mental preparation and visualization. If you do those things, if you can see yourself being successful in your mind, then it will appear in the physical reality if you're calm and collected when you get the opportunity. I always work towards it. You know, the NBA was my goal from the jump, every day, all day, but I just didn't do it with words. I went to go seek the information. If I heard Michael Jordan got 1,000 shots up, well, if he's doing it, I want to be like that one day. I need to get 1,000 shots up. I look for any morsel of information that would help me in my journey. If I heard about how hard they worked, I wanted to do that same thing, you know, because it just made sense to me. If the pros are doing this, then this is what I am aspiring to do. You have those goals that you want to reach.
Your confidence level was through the roof. Where is it now?
On top of the roof. I don't think my confidence changed.
You know, a lot of guys who can run and jump can probably shoot, but if they don't have the killer instinct or the confidence in themselves to perform those skills,
I'll never lose a fight. It's impossible. Tell him. It's impossible.
Never lost a fight in your life.
I'm too fast.
Champion from
the ring. I'm the king. Lord of the crown.
That in order to become successful, you've got to make it your personal business to do it.
People look at champions and try and find something that that champion has that they don't have, but it's not that at all. They lack something everyone else has, which is an off button. They just don't stop.
I do not get up at 3:00 in the morning to lose. I expect to win. I expect it to be a great day.
People talk about what you sacrifice to be great at things. Waking up at 5 a.m., going through the day, weigh myself, weigh my food, do my check-ins in the mirror, like go to the gym, work out, throw everything. It's like, am I good enough? Am I being enough?
What does winning look like in your life? Get crystal clear on that and then figure out what are the sort of the measurable analytics that will increase the chance that I will win in that domain, and then just focus on those things.
In basketball, it was different because, you know, I expected to win. It's a direct competition. Like, I know how hard they're working. I know how hard we're working. I know what their strategy is. I know what ours is, you know. Like, yeah, we expected to do that, but now we're going to come back and we're going to do it again. I don't care how you get there. I don't care what you do to get there. Goals to win. Period.
If we're optimizing for outcomes, then the most broken person will win. The person who has the absolute biggest desire for achievement, the absolute biggest fear or pain that they're running away from, like, that person will win, period.
You have to be prepared to sacrifice all of those things or not have them in the first place.
Yeah.
Do you want to win? Because that's the price, right there.
And that's what it comes down to, like, what are you willing to sacrifice at the end of the day?
But winning will cost you something. It's about heart. The most important thing is this: to be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become.
It's not over until I win.
The person who goes to the gym every single day, regardless of how they feel, will always beat the person who goes to the gym when they feel like going to the gym.
It is astounding how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to fit in and be normal. You are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge
and go attack it.
And guess what? I had to get up even though it was hard, and I had to take ownership of my life, take ownership of my time, take ownership of my day.
What I have found is that when you take that kind of action, that kind of step of following your gut and your intuition, taking that step, whatever it is, the universe has a funny way of meeting you halfway.
Winners fail a million times. What makes them a winner is that they believe it and are headstrong. Nothing's going to stop them. The spectators have tried it and failed it, and we remain sitting down. They don't get up anymore because they don't believe it enough.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The naysayers' disbelief overrides their ability, potential, and mental capacity that they can't be more than that.
Out of 7 billion people, you are the strongest. You are the alpha. You're the one.
He said, I'm running through Powell's f***ing chest. And that's your teammate. You're tripping. You ain't about to do that. Oh, shit.
That style, the hands here, the bobbing and weaving, was really old school. Gave him the additional power that made him into the ultimate killing machine.
Bring the pain to him. And that's all it is. Then we go see how tough you are. Tough guy.
Am I going to win or am I going to not compete? I know what to do. I know what I'm capable of. And like, I'm going to come in and win if I do it.
You hate me because you're probably in the bed right now. You're probably an underachiever. You're probably somebody who doesn't want to do anything with your life.
Do you feel that you're so weak? And you're so miserable that you have nothing else left of yourself to push yourself forward.
And I think that just, that flicked a switch in me where I was like, fuck you, watch this.
The best player on the planet.
What can you say?
The fuck him. Are you radical enough in your hunger and your thirst to go after what it is that you believe is yours? Are you crazy enough? Are you courageous enough? Come back and shock the world!
The Mamba mentality simply means trying to be the best version of yourself. That's what the mentality means. It means every day you're trying to become better.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that'll try to crush your dream.
I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me.
That's good.
The Black Mamba strikes again. One of the NBA's all-time greats. And Bryant, there it is.
Job's not finished. Job finished? Well, I don't think so. If we want to get to that elite level, we really have to put in the work day in and day out.
This man played with a broken finger and won a championship.
I play games with the flu. I play games with 102 degree fever, man.
Bryant has not sat tonight. He is literally on his last leg right now.
When the game is more important than the injury itself, you don't feel that damn injury.
Every time I step on a basketball court, I'm going to put a strong effort out there on the floor. I'm not going to leave anything on the floor.
Mental toughness that you need to get in there and get the job done.
Are you getting better every single day? That's the question. The key factor for me wasn't whether or not I was ready. It was the fact that if I wasn't ready, I was determined to figure out how to get ready. At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today?
So I challenge you to have your dream, go after it with all you have, and be legendary in your own right.
My name is Kobe Bryant.
Don't you ever forget it.
It's a great feeling to know that you set a goal and you were able to reach that goal and to knock it down.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane, Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.